when he asked me where I see myself in 3 to 5 years,
you're
I'm
like,
gonna say
of
like
on a beach.
I literally was like, you know, like I really love real estate. I'm like hoping to have like da da da, or like I would love to be taking
I'd
X
like
amount
to be
of vacations
my ass
a year.
On
like,
a yacht in
yeah, Dubai. Check. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Friends by accident.
Podcast hosts on purpose. This is what you get when two Canadian women who come from completely different backgrounds serendipitously meet in a Brooklyn apartment.
This is Accidental Friends with Aline Deggan and Kristen Mandela.
We back. Every time I'm going to say we back because I can't believe we're recording again.
I know. I'm really excited. So a week ago, yeah, I think it was on August 1st, actually, I wrote myself a list of like, I want to change my life in 6 months.
Okay.
So that feels very dramatic to say, but I just kind of do. And I wrote podcasting and like a lot more creative projects. So I like kind of booked it out into like little corners, I guess. So like
okay.
Career, finances.
I see, like different
like
facets of your life.
Yes. I couldn't think of the word. Facets of my life. And so I think I had one for like creative life.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's like home life, body, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And podcasting is on there, like a consistent podcasting.
Yeah.
There's other dreams, but
I love it. Here we are fulfilling your dreams. It's so easy to fulfill
there you
your
go.
Dreams.
I mean, I wrote it down, so
I mean,
it's
hey.
Happening. Yeah.
Sometimes I love that. I'm very big into list making, and I feel like if I don't write it down, my brain will immediately forget that I've ever thought of that thing.
1,000%.
But also I feel so much dopamine when I cross something off my list, like when I've been doing something successfully.
Yes.
So now I like literally write lists for the most minute, mundane things. Like literally – like for a while when I was getting into the habit, I literally would write like – make my bed, brush my teeth. Like
they say to do that.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I also heard, sorry, this is like not what our topic is about, but I just find this interesting because you said it, the dopamine. I've heard this multiple times and I feel like I also experience this, but when you have a goal and you actually, there's like the school of thought that it's like, tell someone your goal because it'll help you keep you accountable and da 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 da. That's one school of thought. Then there's another school of thought, which I feel like more applies to me because I've experienced this, is when you tell people your goal, you get a cheap hit of dopamine that it's like because –
almost as good as doing it itself.
Yeah. So it's like especially when you're telling people that like you love and care about you, they get so excited for your big goals and dreams that you're getting that dopamine from like their reaction and like talking about
right.
it that you actually lose motivation for your goal.
Oh, interesting. I don't feel that way because I need accountability desperately.
Yeah.
So if somebody doesn't check in on me doing something, I don't have the self-determination to do it at all. So I have to tell people or else it's not real.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I feel like I'm finding it more the opposite. Like,
oh, very
I
cool.
Need
like
to
you
want to
like – this six-month thing is happening like behind closed door and you're just like
– yes.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's why.
I feel like it's very much –
I will get – really excited to like tell people and be like, I want to do this.
Right. And then people are like, oh my God. And you're like, wait, did I already do it?
Yeah. And I'm like, that felt really good. Maybe I'll just tell people every month and
honestly.
They'll be like, that's so exciting. And I just get my dopamine hit.
As far as like making big life changes though, I honestly, and I've talked about it a lot this year, just with the fact that like I'm changing so much of my life this year, but really all it is just making a decision. And I think, cause I have had a lot of conversations with people recently who I've like seen for the first time this year who are like, oh my God, like, you're moving to Spain. Like, how did that happen? I was like, we literally just decided and then we started telling people and then we booked one-way tickets. Like, it was kind of like a very gradual process. But the first thing that happened was like we decided and then we just told people that we were doing it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's so much of life is like you just have to choose. Like, you just have to decide. You've made the decision that you want to change up stuff in your life in the next 6 months. We decided that we're moving to Spain. Like, you just choose.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's how I moved to New York all those years
totally.
Ago.
You just literally
that
decided.
Was like, I would tell my roommates in fourth year university that I was like, I'm going to move to New York. I'm going to move to New York. And I had one roommate, hilariously enough, would message me being like, when are you moving to New York? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, next year probably. So I'd be like, fuck. And I would like start to look at schools or right. like look at whatever. And then it just kind of became this thing like that I was almost like. It became a
reality
like,
though.
Yeah.
My brother and sister-in-law are doing the exact same thing with New York. It's like they've always said that they wanted to go and they just like decided that they're doing next year. They're going for like 3 months or something, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's, sick.
Yeah, so sick.
Okay, so going into our topic, this kind of does overlap in like a little touch way. But Al and I have noticed, especially since we've gotten into like this new phases of our life, I think also a post-COVID life has hit our social calendars quite hard. I know some people, even like going back to my brother and sister-in-law, who have like literally, I think, 7 weddings this year, like absurd, like booked and busy.
Yeah.
And I think you and I have both struggled with the social calendars being very booked or just like not even necessary. Like I feel like I have a lot of downtime, but I just always feel busy. Like it always feels like things are like a go, go, go energy, even when they don't necessarily need to be. And just trying to find ways to break that down a little bit. I think a lot of it is also that both of us identify as creative people and people that have like very high highs of creativity and then low lows of rest that are needed in those things. But I want Al to talk quickly. Do you want to do the human design? I want to hear about this because I stopped Al when she was explaining this to me because I was like, just explain it to me on the podcast because I want to learn about it. But like, I want you guys to hear too.
Okay, so I don't know if any of our listeners like know about human design. I'm definitely not an expert in it. I just like learned about it kind of when I was learning about like the manifestation, like got into like a little bit of astrology, all of that stuff. But for whatever reason, human design really, really resonates with me because so human design is like the whole thing of you are designed differently than everybody else. So like and whenever you do your human design chart, there's like online, there's websites online that are, you can get it for free. It's like, you just input your information of like your name, the day you were born, the time you were born, where you were born. And then it spews it out, this whole chart. And if you're like, I don't believe that, you can do it on multiple websites and you will probably get the same thing because I have. So my human design type is a projector. Don't ask me to like go so far deep into what that is. But I have like my, like the details of it in front of me. Basically, like my type is I'm not supposed to be a doer. Like I'm not supposed to be the one that's like
super busy all the time. We also talked about this yesterday is that neither of us are doers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm like the, really I am the idea person. I am they say like a lot of projectors are leaders, like a lot of presidents were projectors. I think Barack Obama was a projector.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, not a big deal, but like kind of a famous projectors. Barack Obama, Queen Elizabeth II, Princess Diana, Marilyn Monroe, JFK, Taylor Swift, Serena Williams, Brad Pitt. So these are all people who are like, they say like are like the, they have a different way of seeing it. Like they're more like the bird's eye view.
Okay.
And there's also markers of like when you are living in your human design, like in alignment with your human design and when you're not. And so for me, I find I get bitter when I am not living in my human design. When I am so busy doing multiple things, I get bitter and annoyed at people who seem to have so much space in their calendar, who seem to be like super chill, and I get annoyed about it. And that's when I know I'm like, okay, girl, you got to get rid of something in your schedule or in your life. And my marker of when I am living in alignment is success. Things come really easily to me. Things, like they say for projectors, it's like I don't go out looking for it. It just comes to me. Mm. You just have to put yourself out there. Whatever you want to be doing with your life, you just have to put yourself out there and the right invitations will come. And that's true of any part of my life. Like I found, you know, there's some people that like will invite themselves to a party and be like, oh my God, I love that. Can I come? That's never been me.
Right.
If I invite myself to a party, it will not be fun.
Right.
I will feel very uncomfortable, even if they were like, yeah, oh my God, you should. So anyway, on the topic of being busy, my life should not be that busy. Like it actually says, if you read into projectors a lot, it's like make time for rest in your schedules. Like make time to just sit and do nothing. Like go for a walk. Like give yourself a break.
Mm.
And I've always thought of that as like really lazy.
Right.
So I'm like, well,
which is like, what we want to talk about for sure today.
Exactly. Like because of North American culture and like especially as a creative, like they say they're like people are always doing like 50 million things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's like just a, that's a glimpse into my human design. So Chris, I know we talked about it. I kind of want to see what you are.
I'm okay, like you're curious. Actually going to, you're going to laugh really hard.
You're a projector.
I'm a projector. And what? Our, okay, love that. It's bitterness is yep. the,
is whatever, your non,
that I'm not living yeah. my design, and success is the same thing.
Yeah.
It says I'm splenic, which I means see, that I have to listen to my instincts.
Yeah. See, mine is talk it out. And I have a lot of friends that I've talked about this with, that if I have an idea and I have to talk it out, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to take their advice. I just need to hear it said out loud.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, cool.
I am also a verbal processor a lot, but I do notice that I have a strong instinct pull for things that I need to listen to more. But the one thing that I find fascinating about this, I have to like buy a package if I'm going to learn more about each whatever, which I'm not going to do for this particular no, you website. Don't
need to. There's so much free information.
But the one thing that I find so fascinating is it says for environment, which is like, I guess like the strongest yep. environment that you feel close to. It says markets. So yep. places where people come together to work, whether it's literal or virtual, you thrive on the activity with a group in a common direction. And that's literally what I always feel like I need but don't have. Mm-hmm. And I love,
you always talk about community.
We always talk about community, but just like this idea of like, I love marketplaces and think like this idea of a third place where you like go and you just like feel like a part of something. Mm-hmm. And that's literally why I always have felt so drawn to Spain, is because I feel like they have a very strong
yeah
like market culture. Yeah. Walkability, that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I'm interested to see if that like aligns with me at all when I get there, because that is,
I freaking
hilarious.
Knew you'd be a projector. I know. Knew it,
dude, so funny.
Yeah, if you read more into it,
I like, will for sure,
you will see that it really really aligns. I find when I've, this is what I mean, like when I have quit jobs or like even been let go and there's all this space in my schedule, my calendar, my life, I find that I am so much more creative, and then right soon after I'll get like an invitation for something so much better.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, but you have to make the space for the downtime.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I think a lot of our issues come from, is not necessarily – okay, so I'll just speak for myself. I really feel like because creative people, or at least myself in particular, and I feel like you feel this way too, have these big ebbs and flows of creativity. And that also mm-hmm. goes for my energy. It also probably aligns with my cycle. There's a lot of things that happen where like some weeks are like the week I get every fucking thing
yes.
done.
Yeah.
And then other weeks are just like I'm so low energy. And it's not even like a sad slow energy. I just – it's not – hitting, I just kind of would want to be like laying on the beach for literally 7 days straight and not doing anything. But it's hard when you live in with such big contrast, because
yep.
our world today is so hell-bent on consistency, and it really isn't made, I think, for, I'm going to speak particularly for like menstruating women, because I feel like we have this like cycle that really changes yeah, our seriously. Energy and our moods yeah. and our drive so much so throughout the course of a month, that it's so obvious that like everything is kind of bent on like the 24-hour cycle, which is like
yeah.
a man's biological, like hormonal cycle. But I think because even with social media needs consistency. You need to be yeah. posting every day, if not multiple times a day, in order to be successful at it. All these different things are like, you need to show up the exact same way all the time, same mm-hmm. energy, whatever. And that's so hard for me to do. And then I always feel like a failure, because I'm like, well, I just want this week off. Like I've actually had the last 2 weeks off TikTok and I feel so good. And I'm like, oh, I feel all this guilt being like, I should go back. I should be like creating stuff, whatever. I'm like, I just need the time off. You know what I mean?
Chris, get ready. I'm going to freaking spam your entire life with human design.
Because okay, sick.
This sounds so much like me.
Okay.
And there's also people that I follow, because I've always found it weird as like a projector in business.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not a doer. But like right. if I want to have a business, or I want
to
be
–
you have to have that consistency and blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of people who are successful in business who take the time to rest, or who are just like the visionaries, and they like
– and they work with really great teams.
Yeah, they work with really great teams and stuff like that.
That's so funny, because you and I always have had conversations, even on this podcast, being like, it's so funny how we get along so well. It's so funny. Like, we have nothing in common. We really see the world so differently. But like, I feel like this is a real through line for both of us. Is like,
this
I think
is a real
we both,
through line.
Creatively are quite similar.
Yeah. Love
cute.
That. I'm so excited about that.
Sorry for headphone users.
I do
that was a bit
think
high.
That like, even just like, I think as an act or two, like being busy was such a, it was, it honestly was a badge of honor because like
totally. You were juggling validating.
Like, yeah, you were like, oh, I'm going to this audition and I went to that audition and I'm in rehearsals for this and like I have my Joe job that I'm working and like all of this stuff. So it was like, I think one of the biggest shifts that even COVID gave me was like this ability to work from home, work from anywhere, mm-hmm. and like make money just like sitting in my house, obviously working, but like yeah. from my home. And to have that space in my evenings back, to have that space on my weekends back, like it really just kind of like shifted my perspective that I was like, I don't know if I want to be busy. Like I don't want to be busy. I just want to be doing enough work that I'm like living a sustainable and happy life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it was, I don't know, it was just kind of an interesting shift. And I feel like I'm actively working on it every day. I remember even talking about this with my therapist. She was like, asked me like, how's your week been? Blah, blah, blah. And one of the things, like during one of my sessions, I was like, this week felt amazing. And she's like, what was different? And I time blocked in my calendar for work. And so I would like, obviously with like social media, I have like X amount of clients and then X amount of projects for each specific client. Mm-hmm. And I time blocked. And if it didn't, like if I even did, even if I didn't finish the task within that time, I would stop doing it at the end of that time block.
Right.
And then I just come back to it later. And I felt like I had so much more, I like scheduled in like an hour for lunch instead of trying to find the time to go for lunch.
I see. I
would schedule and yeah, because I was like, otherwise I feel like I could sit and work the whole way through and that's not the life that I want. Burned out. Exactly. I get burned out and I get bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
It's such a vicious cycle. And I think the one thing that's so interesting about the conversation about being busy is that it does feel like a particularly North American phenomenon right now where it's mm-hmm. like busy as an identity and busy yeah. as like one of these things where it's like, oh my God, this day, holy shit, like grind, grind, yeah. grind. I had like nonstop back-to-back calls, but instead of it being like a thing of like, oh my God, I need to take more time to rest, it's like almost glorified as this thing of yeah, like, oh, that's sure. so sick. Like successful people are booked and busy. People that are really on their up and up are booked and busy. And if you're not, then you're obviously the opposite of that, which is not successful. So yeah. I think that's where you and I feel like struggle is that undoing that notion of like being like living a slower paced life doesn't necessarily correlate with success. And I think that's where I need to work on where it's like if I'm not 100% grinding all the time and like I don't have to be justifying. Like I used to do this thing with Andres, especially when we first started living together, where I felt like I had to rattle off the things that I had accomplished that day because I was working from home and he was in yeah. person. And I would be like, well, I did this and I did this. And he's like, okay, that's great. Like, cool. Like, you good don't have to you. Prove to me that you were
yes
productive today. But I felt I had to like prove that mm-hmm. I had a day worth living or something.
Yeah,
and I think
yeah,
that
yeah.
also was some of the language that I remember hearing at home a little bit where it was like, what did you accomplish today? What did mm-hmm. you get up to today? What did you do today? What did you accomplish? And I feel like a lot mm-hmm. of the conversations, like even how the words were placed, it felt like I had to kind of
yeah
say what I did, whether that was intentional or not. Like that was the message yeah. that I got sometimes, and I feel like that has come into like my life where I do feel really lazy, but then if I do take 2 hours off to just like go sit and decompress, I'm like, oh my God, you piece of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like,
wait,
why wouldn't I just enjoy those 2 hours and then get back yeah. to work and not like make myself not even enjoy the time that I'm resting?
Well, it's funny, there's this whole thing of like, If while you're taking a break or while you're resting, you're still thinking about all the things you need to do or like all the ways right. you can be productive instead of resting, that's not rest. Like right. your brain is still on right. go mode. I always found every time I went to Europe and I came back, I'd be like, I want to bring this Europe energy to Canada, to Toronto.
Right. And you feel and like it's never, gonna translate and it doesn't.
I never I don't think I ever understood. I was just like, I feel so much like happier and more relaxed and like, mm-hmm. yes, probably because I wasn't working while mm-hmm. I was traveling, but there was just like another energy too.
There's
and
an
I
air.
Think it was
there
that
is.
Slowness of life that like people didn't care. Like for them to close up restaurants at like 12 o'clock till 3, mm-hmm. like prime lunchtime, they don't give a shit.
No.
They just don't give a shit. And the people that live there don't give a shit either. Like, it's not like
it's just a totally different pacing. They're like, I need
to eat. Yeah, there's a totally different pacing. And I think that's what I always wanted to bring back. It was the idea of like sitting in a coffee shop and having your coffee in a mug as opposed to a takeout, like as opposed to a to-go. Because
you gotta go. It's like, where the fuck are you going?
Yeah, like instead of just like sitting there. And now I find before we press record, me and Chris were talking about like how the rest of our weekends were and blah, blah, blah. And Saturday morning, I had the loveliest weekend. Like, we went for yoga and then walked to get a coffee and sat there while we had our coffee, and then walked to go get like a croissant at another place, and then sat there and people watched at the front of this bakery or whatever it is to have our coffee, have our croissant, and then just like kept walking. And it was felt like such a spacious part of my day. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I realized that's what I like. Like, I don't care to be busy. I care to like do my work. I'm cool. Let me go. And I feel like a lot of people, if they hear that, it sounds like we're not ambitious.
And I think this is what I've always struggled with. And that's so, you just hit the nail on the head, is I've had conversations with my mom before where she was like, well, what if you just found your absolute perfect job, your perfect thing? And I'm like, I actually don't care about my job that much. I care about what my life feels like on a daily basis and how I feel waking up and going to bed every single day.
Yeah.
And for me, it's so much less about the actual job. Like, do I want my job to be fulfilling and aligned with my values? For sure. And it will be.
Yeah.
But it's not something where I'm like, once I – because I remember this being a popular talking point when we first announced that we were moving to Spain, was just like, well, I feel like you wouldn't need to move – if you just found your absolute perfect job here. And I was like, I think I need you to trust that I've lived here for almost 30 years, not full time, like for university and travel, but like for the vast, vast majority of my life.
Yeah.
If I'm saying I don't like it here, I need you to trust that it's coming from an educated place. You know what I mean? It's like, but people just had this idea, this romanticized idea of like my perfect job all of a sudden solving all of my problems. But it's not just about the job. It's about what your life feels like, what your lifestyle looks like. And at this point, I don't feel like Toronto can provide
accommodate that.
It can't accommodate that at all. So I just I do find it different how, or I do find it so fascinating how people are just like, once you find that job, your life will be perfect. I'm like, I don't know where you're getting this idea from, because I don't know anyone that I know that has like a perfect job that they feel like completely, regardless of how much money they make, six figures, seven figures, whatever, it's not like they're ever walking around being like, I have the perfect job for me. Like, they're just like, it's good for right now or whatever. You know what I mean?
The people that have the perfect job are the people who have probably started their own businesses because they've started a business out of a passion.
Probably fair.
This question. So when I like was first out of school in 2021, and like 2021 into like 2021, a question like the interview question of like, where do you see yourself in how many ever years? I didn't get it often while I was interviewing, but I did get it a few times. And I was like, I don't have a correct answer for you, because if I'm interviewing for like a marketing manager role, is my goal to be like a senior? I don't even know what the terminology like.
Right.
So I remember being in one interview in 2020 when I was like trying to find a job for while I was in school, and the guy asked me, was like, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? And I mean, I got the job, but I actually said where I see my life in 3 to 5 years. I was like, I like want to live a blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't know how to answer. Like, I hadn't been in corporate interviews in so long at that point,
right,
that I was like, when he asked me where I see myself in 3 to 5 years, you're, I'm like, gonna
kind
say
of
like
on a beach.
I literally was like, you know, like, I really love real estate. I'm like hoping to have like da da da, or like, I would love to be taking X amount of vacations a year. Like, I was talking, I was like painting a picture of this like very check, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was painting this picture of like such an expansive life,
just
of
your
like,
whole life.
Yeah. And also, if you really think about it, I was like essentially alluding to the fact that like, I don't want to work. Like, I want to be like vacationing. I want to be doing this and that.
Or at least you want to take up the vast majority of
the vast majority. I mean, I still got hired. It was a shitty job, but like, I didn't have an answer. So when I was re-interviewing a year or whatever later, I was like, I don't have an answer for this. Like, I don't have a genuine response to this question. So I Googled, like, what do you say? And I think it was like, it gave like such a generic answer. So I used that in interviews. And I mean, it fucking worked, but was just like so stupid. I was like, I don't have an answer for you. Like,
so interesting.
I don't dream of labor. Working, climbing the ladder at your company.
No.
Like, dude, you know what I mean?
For sure.
And yeah, like having to ask for a pay rate. Like, no, I'm not. That's not me.
Yeah, totally.
It's just not me. So how do you find the space? Like, how do you find that like time in your calendar when like North America is so set on
being busy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about this a lot, and I think about how the systems that are currently in place kind of benefit from us always being busy. Yeah. And I do think that, especially when I look at political movements, just stick with me for a second.
My eyes just glazed over.
I know, sorry. But when we think about, like, I'll just use France as an example. France, as well as countries like Spain that I mentioned, have like a commitment to life, like a life well lived. You won't see somebody rushing out of like a coffee shop. Like, things are at a slower pace. Like, obviously there's still things that are go, 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 like the Paris fashion scene and like economic scene, whatever. But what I'm saying is that like when the government does something that they don't like, France is notorious for being incredibly outspoken. Like, they will take to the streets and not work for weeks and weeks and weeks until the government rectifies a situation that they don't like.
Yeah.
And wow. I think that's because there's space in their life to fight for what they love and for the life that they care about.
Yeah.
Whereas here, I find it so interesting. It's almost exclusively older people that are retired or young college students and like young 20-somethings that attend like climate marches or human rights marches or any of the things that I've been to. And whenever I reach out to people, the biggest thing that people say is, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I have something today. I have to go into work. Like, I can't go. And people are so busy. Like, people are so distracted and consumed by their everyday life that it actually like keeps them from potentially the critical thinking or potentially from the space that it takes to fight for stuff. Like, I actually think it's like a distraction mechanism, like whether it's intentional or not. Like, people,
it's so interesting,
don't like, especially in Canada, I find it so interesting, like they don't riot, they don't make noise. Our political system is so complacent, and I think a lot of that is because we are just like trying to all get by as individuals, that we don't have time to look up and like see our community struggling and being like, okay, I'm going to show up for this, or I want to write this petition or do whatever. Like, even how we vote is like, it's so sad. Like, there's so few people voting and getting involved in our political system. And it's just because like, I think people are genuinely fucking busy and distracted by trying to get by on their day to day.
I know. I've actually never thought about it that way. That's such a – because I feel like I've definitely even been there, that I was like, this thing doesn't fit into my schedule right now.
Totally. But then it's like, we think about any political movement. It's like they're supposed to be disruptive. They're supposed to be kind of inconvenient. That's the whole point. It's supposed to challenge the systems that are in place that are hurting people. But we just like don't get off the horse. Like, we're just like, oh, but I got a meeting at 1. Shit. I don't know if I can make it. You know what I mean?
Do it's just
like
it. So fat.
And then you see like literally people in France, they will protest, not work, not pick up trash, not do anything for weeks, dude. Like, until they get their way. And I'm like, fuck, I just wish that we had that. I wish we understood what we were fighting for a little bit more sometimes.
Yeah. Huh. I've never thought about that. Chris, cool. Great little lesson on the on the pod there.
Hey, every once in a while a nugget comes out.
Yeah, my eyes didn't glaze over fully. Like, whenever you started talking, I was like, okay, let's do this. Appreciate it. I also find for whatever reason, like, this busy culture is also in our, like, friendships and our social life.
Totally.
Like, for whatever reason, it feels like the minute that you turned a certain age, it was like, okay, I'm busy. And I don't even have friends that have kids. I have one friend who has a child, but she lives out in Vancouver. But it's like, otherwise, like, I don't have friends who have kids where that has to be taken into account and put into the mix. But it's literally like, maybe it's because our age range of like people getting married and like whatever, all these like parties and showers and this and that, that it like takes up so much of your time.
Yes.
I feel like whenever I have to make a plan for dinner, it's like, okay, well, it's what about ordeal. This? What about this? Are you free this day? Are you free that day? And like, I just had a friend, we were supposed to meet today for like a little like bike ride and like ice cream. And she couldn't for very good reasons. But like, literally we've been trying to find days for weeks.
Right.
And like, we actually live in the same neighborhood.
Which is wild.
So it's wild. Like, it's actually wild. And I feel like you're usually trying to stick to weekends of like a Friday, Saturday, even a Thursday. And I don't want to put stuff in my days on like a Monday, Tuesday, but.
Oh, you got to. In the summer, you have, like, I actually feel like if I don't, then I won't see my friends. Like, I remember last week for soccer, I have three really great girlfriends, my Miami mommies, my Miami gals. And it's like, between the four of our schedules, there was literally nothing for weeks, weeks and weeks and weeks. Every single day. I mean, granted, one person does work in service. Like, she runs a restaurant. So, like, obviously her schedule has a lot of evenings, which interrupts stuff a lot. But even still, it was just, like, so insanely difficult to find a night that I had to go after we played a soccer game. I threw a sundress over my soccer shorts and you drove me to –
what was the restaurant called? Astoria.
On Queen. It was pretty good. But yeah, that's like, because I was like, if I don't show up to this after soccer, even if I look like crusty dusty, although I do think I actually ended up pulling a look together.
You looked so cute. Don't believe that, guys. She looked adorable.
But thank you. But, I remember thinking, oh, it's like the last night that I'd want to do something. Like, I'm so tired. This is the only night I
don't want to do something. Yeah.
But if I don't go, then I will not see them for all of August. Honestly, even into September, like easily.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Even the girls that my besties that I went to Miami with, like whenever we were leaving the airport, I think we kind of even said, like, we'll see you. It was like the one girl, Paige, is getting married in Barcelona in September, which is when we're doing our little Spain trip. And I actually think we said, like, we'll see you in Spain. And I was like, is that true? Like, we'll just be away for 6 weeks. But I mean, like, the rest of the 6 weeks, she's kind of planning the last bits of her wedding.
Right.
And she leaves, like, obviously earlier than we leave.
Right.
So it's just like wait, seriously? Like, we're just not – I couldn't believe it. Like, there was a time
in our early 20s where not seeing your friends for 6 weeks would have been, like, literally social suicide.
Life or death,
But it would have been terrible. Like, I would have been so upset to not see them for 6 weeks. And now it's, like, the norm gap between seeing a lot of my friends right now.
Yeah. It's actually insane.
Yeah.
We have two friends who are moving to London next Thursday. And we literally were like, okay, I guess like yesterday we went for dinner with them. And would I have loved to just sit at home after we had a wedding on Sunday? Would I have loved to just like sit at home and like
not
recuperate from the wedding the day before? Yeah, but you just kind of rally. And I mean, in your 30s, like, and I can say comfortably in my 30s because I'm 32. I feel like rallying is just not what I want to be part of my vocabulary. It is funny.
Our reservoir, our social reservoir used to be a lot deeper, that's for sure. Now it runs dry pretty quick, I find. I used to always get so frustrated at like my mom for being like, oh, I just used to be such an extrovert. And now I really want to just go to bed early and whatever. I'd be like, oh, so lame. Like, I'm never going to be like that. I don't want that.
Yeah.
And now I get it. I fully get it. And although I'll say there are nights where like the moon hits the eye like an old pizza pie and you just want to absolutely get into one. But it's so much further. It's fewer and far between as the years go on. And now
absolutely. The
energy has to really be specific for me to get that energy out.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
hilarious. Our calendars fill up so fast. And I mean, I get it. There's a lot of people who have partners and like this is the time of your life that your priority shifts. So it may feel like your friends are busy and they could just be, you know, prioritizing their relationships, which is fine. Like that's, you know, what happens at a certain point. Like I think, Chris, you saying of like us not seeing our friends for 6 weeks when we were early, like in our early 20s or whatever it was, would have been social suicide and you just couldn't have done it. But that's like our priorities were so different then.
So different. It's
you know, like my friends were my priorities. I never made a man my priority. I would have never made a man my priority in my 20s. Like my priorities were my friends, traveling, going out to eat, like that was my priority.
For sure.
And for, you know what I mean? So now it has absolutely shifted to be, but then it's like you know, your partner becomes your priority. The life that you guys are building becomes your priority.
100%.
And so you're juggling that with your friends' priorities that are – their partners are their priorities. Their husbands, their wives, their lives together are their priorities. And you're trying to, like, match, like, couples' priorities with each other too. And then yeah. It's also, like – it's – you're juggling so many more calendars than – you were when you were like early 20s and single, or like even in just like a relationship that was like, man, who cares? I don't really care about this person to
yeah
take their schedule into account of like what I'm doing.
Right.
But yeah, it's just a – it's such an odd feeling.
You know? I know. But I really do like this idea of human design in terms of like even if it is just a framework, like you don't have to go like super far into it. But I like this idea of – honestly, sometimes just giving yourself the permission to rest, even if, like, if you need to hear it from a free website saying, like, slow yourself down. I think sometimes we just need an out from ourselves, from giving ourselves all that guilt. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think socially, obviously, it just feels so weird to just be like, we're in our 30s now and things just, like, we don't have the same energy. And I think there's a part of that, like, I'm still struggling with is, like, where did that energy go?
Go, yeah. I think just a priority shift.
It is just also a priority shift for sure. But I think –
and you've also lived out – it's not like you didn't live that part of your life out.
Yeah, we lived it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. My dad always says this, that he's like, I don't miss – and my dad had like – was like – would go out partying. He like just up and left to go backpacking for 6 months. Like he quit his corporate job. He just was like, screw it. Like I'm young. I'm going to go.
Right.
So for him, like when I think about it and – I always look at him and I'm like, you lived that part of your life. So whenever you met my mom and you wanted to have a family, it was like, I'm not missing out on anything. Right. Like, I have lived that part of my life and I'm very happy with the way I lived that part of my life.
Totally. Yeah, you know? I like that.
So you accept this part.
There's just chapters. There's different chapters to the whole thing.
And this is the chapter
of a little bit more in. Of a little bit more rest.
Yeah.
And weddings.
I know. I'm almost done. I have one more, but I'm like that. It's almost like say, like I'm so excited for that one. It's
that's gonna be spectacular. I have three, but I haven't had any this year yet. So,
oh, there you go. Fine. So they're just all in the
latter,
all
half.
In the last, little bit of the year,
exactly
before you leave.
Yeah,
I know. It's madness.
It is really madness, and I'm very excited to take the podcast with us as like I navigate the journey of settling in a totally different city, country, culture. I think it'll be really cool to continue our chats.
Me too. And if anyone listened to this and then they do their human design, I'm so curious to like
I think it's like myhumandesign.com or something is the one that I did my quick one on, but I'm sure you could find like more in-depth versions. But if you just want to like the high level,
I think those are all the ones that you're gonna get. I've like tried to look to see because I'm trying to like slowly go through each aspect of my human design chart, and like if I find information about it, I'm like putting it all on a Google Doc.
Cool.
So I can learn about myself. And it's also interesting if you do it about Dre, because I think Fernando's done it.
Yeah, I think for him I need to find out
what time he was born.
His timing for his birth.
Yeah. He's done it, and he's a manifesting generator. So he's not a projector. Not everybody in the world is a projector. There's also a thing that you can see like how much of the world is – like it's like
they like say, how like, popular?
Yeah, like 20% of the world, I think, are projectors.
Oh my God, cool.
Yeah. And then they'll say like,
yeah, I'm definitely going to hyper focus on this for a few hours today. That is for sure.
It's amazing. I love human design. I love it. It's sick. Like really, really helped me learn about myself a lot. Like astrology, I get it, but like not really. And I find it interesting. But like human design, I'm like, yes, I love this. So get ready for me to spam a bunch of Instagram accounts and TikTok accounts
honestly,
your way.
Do. I'm very down for this.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you the world.
Show you the world. Okay, you little projector. thanks for the chat. Right. Love you lots. And
love ya.
Talk to you soon. This has been Accidental Friends with Aline and Kristen. This podcast was created by us and produced by Chloe Jackson. Thank you so much for listening. You can check us out on Instagram at Accidental Friends Podcast, on TikTok, Accidental Friends. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. We love you, and we'll see you on Thursday.